You're listening to episode 315 of the Building Psychological Strength podcast, where we uncover the information, tools, and techniques to turn our mind into our most valuable asset. Welcome back to the Building Psychological Strength podcast. On this podcast, we explore the very nature of our minds, how they work, and how they shape our life experience. We believe that life is finite and precious. We know that our minds provide a powerful lens through which we experience the world, and we choose to take responsibility for building psychological strength to craft a life experience that's worth living. I'm Dr. April, a social cognitive psychologist and a life design strategist, and I'm so glad you're here. You know, one of the seven main skill sets that make up psychological strength has to do with the self. One of the core ways that we seem to think about the self is in terms of identity. Who am I? What am I like? What do I value? What am I good at, or in some cases, not so good at? All of that's important, but today I want to cover a slightly more, maybe obscure facet to the self. Specifically, today we're talking about the relationship we cultivate with our self. Let me give you a quick example that'll hopefully make this topic a bit more clear. Have you ever had a friendship that was really one-sided? Maybe you felt like you put in a lot of effort and attention, but the other person just didn't reciprocate. How does that feel? More importantly, how does that make you want to act toward that person in the future? I mean, if you do nice things for someone and they go unacknowledged or unappreciated, you might feel less motivated to do those things in the future for that person. In today's episode, I'm going to invite you to think about your relationship with yourself in a similar way, as a reciprocal relationship, as a two-sided give-and-take relationship that requires cultivation, appreciation, and acknowledgement. And my hope is that it helps you move the needle toward behaviors that support you and your well-being in the long run. Let's go back to relationships we have with other people for just a second. Think about your deepest, most meaningful relationships. Maybe it's your relationship with your partner or a best friend. Think about the elements that are most important in cultivating and maintaining the quality of that relationship. Number one, communication, like real communication. The ability to ask questions, be vulnerable, and listen for the sake of understanding. Two, compassion and empathy. When that person's going through something difficult, you're there for them to lean on, and vice versa. You're not critical or judgmental. Rather, you support that person for who they are, and you empathize with their most difficult emotions. And last, gratitude and appreciation. When that person does something thoughtful for you, you say thank you. You acknowledge what that person has done, and you express your gratitude in a heartfelt way. All three of these activities, communication, compassion, and appreciation, they serve to connect you to that person on a basic human level. They strengthen your relationship for the future, and they increase your trust in that person. You know that they're going to be there for you, I mean, basically because they've been there for you in the past. There's a degree of certainty and stability in that. Now let's turn to the relationship we have with ourselves. Do we do the same degree of communication, compassion, and appreciation in our relationship with our own self? Do we listen, really listen, when our body or our mind is trying to tell us something? When we're tired, excited, suspicious, or angry, do we listen? Or do we ignore those feelings? Or worse, do we interrogate them, questioning their validity or their authenticity? What about compassion? I mean, the literature around self-compassion is one of the hottest topics in psychology today. The relationship between self-compassion and overall well-being, human performance, and growth, it grows stronger with each published study. Are you compassionate to yourself? Or are you critical? Do you meet yourself with kindness and empathy? Or are your words and your tone more harsh when you're speaking to yourself? And finally, appreciation. This one is really interesting. The habit change literature shows us that many times the behaviors that are best for us in the long term are difficult to take on because they're hard in the short term. And in my experience, one reason for this is that our future self doesn't take even a moment of pause to stop and feel true gratitude and appreciation for what our past self went through to put us in this favorable position. We can learn a lot about how we cultivate our relationship with our own self by looking at the healthiest, most meaningful relationships we have with others. Now let's talk about some ways that we can do that. When we talk about communication with our own self, what we're really talking about is self-awareness. And this is such a misunderstood and a misconstrued topic because the majority of people will say that they're very self-aware. But when it comes down to it, research shows us that we're really not. We're unaware of the majority of what's causing our thoughts and feelings and behaviors and emotions. And this is because self-awareness, it's not something that really comes naturally to us. It's not something we just have. It actually requires intention and work. We have to cultivate it. We have to develop it. And to do that, it means we need to carve out time, just a few moments per day. We need to get quiet. We need to turn inward. And we need to focus on our own needs. So try that. Sit down at the end of the day today and ask yourself, what do I need? What changes do I need to make? What needs of mine are going unmet? Where am I overextended? And then listen. I mean, really listen. Listen with compassion, like you would do for others. And as you find yourself feeling more tender or more vulnerable, shameful, unconfident, be kind to yourself. Speak to yourself with the tone you would use if you were comforting a sick child. There's so much value in simply holding space for another person's needs. Cultivate self-compassion by holding space for your own. And finally, be appreciative to your past self when they set you up for success. Truly, take a moment and think about how much you appreciate what that past self did. It's funny, I get up every morning at about 5 a.m. I'm an early riser. And that morning, one of the reasons why that is something I do literally every day, holiday, weekend, or not, that morning time is so sacred to me. It's because it's one of the few dependable times during the day that I'm going to be alone in a quiet room. You know, young kids and entrepreneur life and all the things. So in order to avoid waking anybody up and ruining my blissful, amazing morning, I started grinding my coffee beans the night before and getting the coffee pot ready to go. Now, every single morning when I go downstairs and all I have to do is just hit a button to get hot, freshly ground coffee, I think about how nice it was that somebody made me coffee. And it's funny because that someone is me. That someone is me the night before. That someone is me the night before who could have easily decided that making coffee is just one more thing on my plate right now. But because I've developed this two-way relationship with myself, the me from the past makes the coffee because she loves the me in the future and she knows I'm going to appreciate it. She knows it's going to make me so happy. And then the me in the future, who magically has coffee that is ready to go and made for her, is so appreciative to the me the night before who took that extra step of care. I literally pause and say thank you every single morning when I hit that button. So similarly, what if you viewed things like working out, eating well, sleeping enough, drinking water, meditating, or really any other healthy habit? What if you viewed it as an act of self-love? And then in turn, you spent a moment appreciating the work that your past self put in order to help support you. Be appreciative. Say thank you. Research shows us that the relationship we have with our own self is one of the most important ones in our lives. So spend some time and effort cultivating a good one. If you like this topic, I've got a few additional resources to help you go a bit deeper, all of which are linked in this episode description and on the show notes page for this episode. So way back in the podcast vault is an amazing episode I did with my own personal coach, someone I'm working with right now, a woman by the name of Shannon Schottler. And if there's someone who is an absolute pro at helping people develop a good relationship with themselves, it's her. I mean, in the work that I'm doing with her right now, we're spending a lot of time helping me develop self-awareness. When is my mind and my body telling me that I need something or that I've been ignoring it for too long? And what is that need? It's been incredible and transformative. So if you're interested in more self-awareness, self-leadership, all of that, check out her episode. It's episode number 136, and it is a truly impactful episode. You'll love it, and you'll love meeting Shannon. If you're really ready to support yourself, another resource we have for you, you might love our mini course, Self-Care by Design. It's only $29 on our website for lifetime access, and it uses life design to help you create a custom, effective, guilt-free self-care routine. You can go to peakmindpsychology.com/self-care to learn more about it. Or again, it's linked in this episode description and on the show notes page. And finally, I would really be missing the mark if I didn't tell you about Dr. Kristen Neff's work on selfcompassion.org. Dr. Neff is head and shoulders, by far and away, the most well-known and well-published expert on self-compassion. And there is so much information for free on her website. You have to check it out. If this is a topic you're interested in or something that you want to cultivate for yourself, you have to check out her website. It is just a wealth of information. Okay, friends, so I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes or sending this episode to someone you love. P.S. If someone sent this to you, it probably means that they think the world of you. And finally, let's remember that time is the most non-renewable resource on the planet. And I'm grateful to each and every one of you who chose to spend some of your precious time with me today. I'm Dr. April Seifert, and I will see you next week.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.